Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. Today is Wednesday, the 7th of August, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The bulls are back with a vengeance where global markets are concerned. But will that be enough to revive sentiment on Dalal Street? The Indian markets failed to hold on to the morning gains and ended lower for the third straight session on Tuesday amid volatility led by mixed sectoral performance. At close, the Sensex was down 125 points at 78,633 and the Nifty was down 63 points to end below the psychological 24,000 mark. Broader markets too edged lower in tandem with the benchmarks, with the mid-caps emerging as underperformers. Among sectors, autos, banks and oil and gas were down over 0.5% each, while IT, metals, realty managed to hold out. HDFC Life, SBI Life, Shriram Finance, BPCL and SBI were among the top Nifty losers, while gainers included Britannia Industries, JSW Steel, HUL, L&T and Tech Mahindra. Foreign investors continued to withdraw money from Indian equities with the FII net sell figure at a little over 3,500 crores. However, there's continued buying support from domestic investors. Domestic institutional investors net bought shares worth 3,300 crore rupees in the cash market. The near-term outlook for the Nifty has turned bearish. Experts say a meaningful up move can't be expected unless the index sees a convincing move above 24,400. On the downside, 50-day moving average support stands at 23,880 and that would act as the immediate support. Analysts are advising a sell on rise strategy at the current juncture. Bank Nifty will also be in focus as it will be the weekly options expiry of the index. 50,400 to 50,600 is being seen as a major resistance for the index, while 49,500 to 49,000 will be a short-term support. Rate sensitives will be in the spotlight ahead of RBI's interest rate decision on Thursday. The central bank is expected to hold interest rates, but experts see a higher possibility of a shift in stance to neutral amid weaker US economic data and rate cuts by other global central banks. Let's turn our attention to the global setup this morning. Wall Street ended three consecutive days of declines. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq Composite each advanced 1%, while the Dow added nearly 300 points. On Monday, the Dow and the broad-based S&P 500 posted their worst session since 2022, fueled by recession worries and the unwinding of the yen carry trade. However, US futures are edging lower after overnight gains. Asian markets opened mixed this morning, with the Nikkei trading flat with a positive bias. Gains are being led by the South Korean KOSPI, that's rallying in excess of 1%. The GIFT Nifty is also trading with triple-digit gains, signaling a strong start for the Indian market. US Treasury yields bounced back on Tuesday as investors closely monitored a reversal of the previous day's global market sell-off. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note traded around 3.8%. In the commodities market, oil futures are tumbling on worries over a recession, even as Middle East tensions continue to rise. Meanwhile, gold prices are easing on dollar strength and higher bond yields, although expectations of a US rate cut in September and escalating geopolitical tensions in the Middle East kept the bullion stable following last session's sharp retreat. Shifting focus to all the stocks to watch out for in trade today. First up, State Bank of India will be in the spotlight as government appoints C.S. Setty as the chairman of the country's largest PSU lender. Setty has been appointed as the chairman of the bank for a period of 3 years, starting 28th of August. Suzlon Energy has got the board approval to acquire 76% of the equity share capital of Renom Energy in multiple tranches. The acquisition, valued at 660 crores, will see Renom Energy becoming a subsidiary of Suzlon Energy upon completion. The initial acquisition of a 51% stake is expected to be completed within 3 months, subject to closing conditions outlined in the sales and purchase agreement. Suzlon will pay 400 crore rupees for this initial stake. The additional 25% stake will be acquired within 18 months, either for cash or through a share swap at a cost of 260 crores. Policy Bazaar parent PB Fintech swung to black in the first quarter, posting a 60 crore rupee profit. This was mainly helped by exceptional items of 41 crore rupees owing to disinvestment via subsidiaries. Revenue from operations of the company grew 51%, while adjusted EBITDA margin came in at 5% vis-a-vis 3% compared to last year. VIP Industries saw its net profit slump over 93% versus last year. Revenue was flat, while EBITDA margin narrowed by 500 basis points to 7.7% from 12.7% last year. Bata India's first quarter net profit jumped 63%, while revenue was lower by 1.4% and EBITDA margin stood at 19.6% from 25% last year. The company managed to maintain its gross margins in the face of sluggish consumption momentum during the quarter. Profit was also aided by a one-time gain on sale of property worth 134 crore rupees. The company declared interim dividend of 10 rupees per share. Significant growth was seen in digital sales over the previous quarter. It added 33 franchise stores in the quarter, particularly in Tier 3 to Tier 5 towns. Gujarat Gas's first quarter net profit was down 19.5% year-on-year, but was slightly better than estimates. Revenue grew 7.5%, while EBITDA margin was down 100 basis points to 12% from 13% last year and below estimates of 13.7%. The company achieved highest ever CNG volume of 2.98 MMSCMD in the quarter. Total volumes were up 19% on a year-on-year basis. Meanwhile, Godrej Consumer, Apollo Tyres and BSC are some of the companies that will report quarterly earnings today. In an important development, the government has moved an amendment to the Finance Bill 2024 to let taxpayers select either a 12.5% long-term capital gains tax rate without indexation or a 20% tax rate with indexation for property acquired before 23rd of July. Money Control had earlier reported that the centre was reconsidering its decision to remove indexation benefit on sale of property, which was announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman while tabling the Union Budget 2024. On that note, let's move on to our Voice of the Day segment. Today we have Anand K. Rathi, who is a co-founder of Mira Money, who shares his outlook on what investors should do to navigate the heightened volatility in the market. Let's listen in.
Current market correction is almost near its end, primarily because Nifty, after correcting by over 1,000 points from its top, is closer to its fair value number of 23,800 as per our estimate. So if you're a long-term investor, maybe you can take this opportunity to invest into large cap stocks or large cap mutual funds and hold for about 3+ years. And I believe mid-cap is still a little overvalued, so one can wait out and see if there is some more correction in mid and small cap sectors. If you get that opportunity, you should also lap up about 25 to 30% of your spare money in mid and small cap companies.
Well, that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.